Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. Johnny came back with you. It's now time to talk to David Johnson, the head coach of the Donovan West boys. Donovan West picked up their first win of the season on Friday, 46-35 over Oskaloosa. And then Troy beat Donovan West 59-25 on Tuesday. So coach kind of up and down the last couple of games, but you do pick up your first win of the year. So going back to that game, just overall, that was a pretty good win for your guys.
Yeah, we did some good things there. Oskaloosa's physical and athletic, and we found a way in the second half to kind of get ourselves going, finding out what we need to do to score the basketball, and had a lot of guys step up and team effort. And it's always nice to get that first one, so it was good.
Then you look back at last night, obviously, Troy, they're just a pretty good team, aren't they?
Yeah, and we made them look good. You know, it was never a ball game. 22-4 at the end of one. They did whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted, however they wanted. Basically scored a lot of layups on passes that we didn't allow. I mean, just poor execution on our part. And, you know, they're as good as anybody when they can get it going like that. But when you let a team shoot probably the first half, I think they had 6 points on set plays, and the rest were on layups or turnovers caused by us. St. Mary's and the Sisters of the Pork and look awful good. But Troy's very talented. I mean, they've got some awful good kids. Probably have a chance to do something special this year.
Yeah, now you look ahead here to the rest of the couple games before the holiday break. You'll have Valley Heights on the road on Friday and then at Valley Falls again on Monday. So starting here with Valley Heights on Friday, they're another team that has kind of struggled this year. So what do you look at now heading into this matchup beginning with Valley Heights on Friday?
Well, I think I think everybody's kind of in the same boat. I think everybody's kind of having to try and find what they're good at right now this time of year. And we're no different. Valley Heights is athletic. They're going to be aggressive. And so that'll give us some trouble because athleticism right now is something we're struggling with. And the only good thing is the game's not on Tuesday nights, thank God. It just seems like on Tuesday nights we don't seem to want to show up or are scared to play on Tuesday nights for some ungodly reason, so we'll get that figured out. But, they'll be tough, and down there it's always physical, and they're well coached. You know, we're going to have to take care of the basketball, and we're going to have to do a better job man defensively, knowing what our assignments are and what we're trying to do and how we got to take it away. And kids are trying. I mean, I got guys that, they're trying. I can't fault our kids. And, right now, if you, again, walked into the gym last night and watched us play Troy, you'd have wondered if I could even – if I was a parent just out there coaching an all-star team, what it looked like, I didn't know what the rules going on. So we got to get a lot better, that's for sure.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck here in these two games before the holiday break, beginning with Valley Heights on Friday. But thank you so much for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it. But enjoy your holiday break. We'll talk to you here in a couple weeks.
You too, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. David Johnson, the head coach of the Donovan West boys, joining us on our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA.